Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby. Hey. One more time for the new week. Shout out to the fall. It's back.
Well, no, just one time. One time. Get used to it, or excuse me, and embrace it, because this may be like, the last
man,
time.
Man, you it's like said that like four times. Will you stop saying that?
No, this is the case. It's May 12th. One last rain.
No, this is a problem.
Thank you.
This is a problem. Thank you. It was warm. I was out and about this weekend. It was just great vibes driving around.
92 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, like, this is get it together,
what
Mother
Brian,
Nature.
What Brian McKnight say? One last cry. This is one last rain. One last rain. Go look at your 10-day. It ain't coming back no time soon. Well, never mind.
Ooh, that's what the 10 days last week told me.
92 degrees.
Don't look at your 10-day. Don't look at your 10-day.
Oh no, I haven't even looked at the 10-day. What do we got?
Oh, look at that. The whole goddamn weekend it's raining.
Hey, that just popped up there, man, this morning.
67 and rain today. One last cry. 75 degrees and rain on Saturday. 80 degrees and rain on Sunday. Then, for no reason whatsoever, it's 92 degrees Wednesday.
After Sunday,
you know what this
over.
Little bitch Mother Nature is doing?
Oh, no.
You know what she's doing?
What's that?
You see what that is? Wednesday, it's 92.
Well, yeah.
Guess who's outside on Friday?
Yeah,
and when I say outside, I don't mean in the street. I mean outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, concerts in the park would exhibit. Oh, everyone gets all this nice 70-degree weather. Oh, the wake-up call out here, 72 degrees. It's so beautiful. Oh, D'Lo and Casey going to be out there. It's going to be 99 degrees.
It's going to be hot. No, it's going to be hot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous, man.
Well, Sunday going to be the last rain for a while.
Whatever, dude. Can you stop saying that? I got one day at the pool. It was nice. Had my feet up, drinking Moscow Mules. We're going to see LL Cool J. It was beautiful. And then that was it. Walked in the rain.
It'll be back in a couple Saturdays. It'll be back.
Yeah. Poor D-Lo, if it's not the fence falling or the rain falling, it's something. Dude's just trying to get to his pool.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm fighting off turkeys. Falling.
That's facts.
Have the turkeys come back?
They haven't. Okay. No, I think Katie scared him away by throwing something at one of them.
R.I.P.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't think she hit it.
It's not like that's beside.
Who knows?
The babies that were dropped.
Well, those weren't our fault.
That's not your fault.
I don't know what sort of trauma that turkey went through. I was walking and I saw a turkey like walking on the street and it eyeballed me and I was like, "Oh, it's you."
They hit you with the Boys in the Hood, when they was at the drive-in with Q-Tip's character, he's like, "Yo, that's him over there." "Nah, that ain't him, dog. That ain't him." And the other turkey was like, "No, that's him. I'm telling you, dog. That's him over there. Talking about you." Luckily, they didn't pull up on the car like they did Q-Tip.
Well, thankfully they didn't. Thankfully they didn't have a bunch of friends with them either.
Hoffa brings up a good point that kind of got me thinking. They're going to pull up on you on Thanksgiving.
Yo, I didn't do anything. Yo, what did I? I didn't do anything to that turkey.
It happened at your house, though, so you gotta pay for that.
How so?
Somebody has to pay for
it. Yeah, that happened at your house. Someone's got to answer.
Well.
Just be ready.
I'm here 8 hours a day, so somebody going to answer. It ain't going to be me.
Oh, man.
And trust me, that turkey don't want to cross her.
What happened to Katie? Turkey.
No, it's going to be what happened to the turkey. Let me tell you what happened. 5 minutes after you left the other night.
Uh-huh.
So we're at LL Cool J, and we wrap up. Me, you know, Kenny's there. Katie's with me. My man's Io is there, mm-hmm. And you know, Io and his girl, they were sitting in a different spot. And it's like, yo, there's a bar. Let's link up. You know, have some drinks.
Facts.
And so we were at the bar before the show, just chilling, having it. There was nothing.
Right.
We had to make sure the ticket situation was straight, so we got there early to make sure everything was good.
Got in there by the skin of our teeth.
We made it. But, all right, let's have a drink. Let's chill. So I'm thinking that's what we're going to do. No. It's now, you know, now it's like 10:30 or whatever because they get you out of those concert venues early there. But, like, now that's where everybody went. Now it's a full, there's a DJ, like, it's a little
vibes
mini club. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, not what I expected, but it's all good. We here. Let's have some fun. We make our way to the bar, you know, fighting through people. Casey's next to me. Io's next to him. Casey gives the dap up. Hey, I'm going to head back out to the south. Like, okay, yeah, no doubt. I got you. Casey leaves. Drinks get ordered.
Uh-huh.
Turn around. Hand Io his. Hers.
Uh-huh.
And this dude is standing behind. He's next to me behind Katie. And he has his arms out. Almost like he's trying to dance with her.
Oh.
But he's just kind of standing there. He's not really moving, but his arms are out to where if she tried to turn left, she would hit his arm. If she tried to turn right to come to me, she'd hit his arm.
A little entrapment situation.
And I kind of like looked, handed the drink, and I'm like looking like he's just navigating.
Yeah.
No, he's standing there like, hey, man. And he kind of looks at me and it's like, okay, he's drunk.
Oh,
it's like, hey, man, you got to move. And he just has his hands out like this.
Oh.
So I put my forearm on his shoulder, like, move. And I'm not pushing. I'm moving him. My arm is staying on his.
Yeah.
I'm moving him. So now he's away from Katie, and he slaps my hand down.
Hey.
And goes, don't push me. All right. Bruh. All right. I can't. 44 years old, man. I couldn't believe this. I turned to put my drink down. And as I do, I see this man fly 5 feet back.
Oh!
Don't effing touch him! Now Io's grabbing Katie and pulling. Io is restraining her. She is furious. Not because he encroached on her space.
Yeah.
Not because he was a little, you know, inappropriate, bordering on inappropriate. No, 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 no. Because that man put his hands on my arm.
Hey, shout out, Katie.
She was ready to go.
Shout out, Katie.
Now Io, like all of, like we're 20 again. It's like, whoa, hold up. And now I'm having this realization of like, this dude is drunk. I'm 44 years old at a goddamn club. Like, all right. Come here, like, it's fine. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Like, he gets back over to his spot with his girls. It's a there's more to this story, but whatever. He's whatever. So I grab my drink. I was like, hey, like, it's good. I was like, it's fine, man. Let's just go upstairs and hang out. I ran into your man. I think he said his name was D. He was an official or an umpire when Reese got hit the other day.
Oh yeah, yeah, brother.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
up
yeah.
there. With, we
yeah,
was sat right to next him. To him and his wife.
Yeah,
we had a blast. Once we, you know, went upstairs, I grabbed, was like, man, it's good. Let's go. I was like, baby, come on. And I turn around, and Katie is talking to the girl who got her drinks. The girl who got our bartender.
Uh-huh.
She was like, what happened? And she said, I want him Katie said, I want him out of here. And the bartender went, you got it. So we go upstairs. Bro gets up. Now, we don't know what happens next.
Right.
We go upstairs. We have a, we ain't, don't give it another word other than the joke. Hey, you remember that time you almost fought a man at a nightclub? So we're, you know, we're having fun. We had a great night, right? Great yeah. time. We were singing. We was rapping, everything. Go to leave, get the Uber, get in the car. And the guys, you know, it's not a long drive for us. So the guy's like, yeah, I've been picking up a lot of people here. I just picked up this guy. Security forced him in the car. They were throwing him out of the building. I was like, oh, for real? It's like, yeah, he was drunk. I was like, oh, man. Yeah, he was kind of, I don't know, he was weird. It's like, what was he wearing? He had like a red tracksuit on. It was the same goddamn guy. It was the same guy. Oh, man. Like,
all right, they had to man. Get him out of the building,
they
bro.
Threw him completely out of the casino.
Yeah, you got to get out of there. You got to get out of there, sir. You wilding like that.
All of that to say, if that turkey comes back, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, you're good. They might try to catch you when you're alone.
I can't tell you. I had never had a woman want to fight for me before. That does something to you.
Well, it popped off. It popped off.
I was like, oh.
It popped off at the Barling compound.
Man, you ain't lying. Man, Saturday night was a great night. We couldn't get home fast enough after that. Well, that hit different. Sorry, I didn't mean to take up the whole show with that.
Oh, man, it's good. It's Monday. We talk about the weekend on Monday, especially when the Kings ain't playing in the playoffs.
Well, they're definitely not doing that. No. And LL was fire.
Yeah, man. Shout out to LL.
Oh, my God. Man. LL was fire.
Shout out to LL.
Brought out Too Short, which excited some people.
Well.
I'll tell. We're working on like a D'Lo and Casey After Dark live show. I'll tell that story. Then. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
and LL, you the GOAT. You know, there could be multiple GOATs. So
well,
it's all good.
I know you're what you're gonna say.
We're in Sacramento. If there's one thing that will piss off somebody from Sacramento. In a heartbeat.
They kept saying it.
Group Sacramento into the Bay Area and see how quick we get pissed off.
All to lead to, like, Too Short. It's like, bro, we get it. Like, you don't have to keep saying the Bay Area over and over
this is
and
not
over again. It's
the
like,
Bay Area. We got love for the Bay. No, it's love. It's not beef. But we are not the Bay Area. We're Sacramento. And if there's what, if you want to piss us off in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Say Sacramento's the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Or, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
What's that?
Stop performing your new songs.
Well, you got to perform them.
No, you don't. The album already came out. Nobody bought
it.
You
got to perform them.
No, you don't.
That one song, he was
Sing Jack the Ripper.
He was flowing. The bar's always going to be on point.
Nah, LL can rap.
Yeah.
But we want to rap with you. You're at the age where we want to rap with you.
The only one that I you know, it was like, all right, man, we didn't have to have that one. Was December 30. 30 Decembers.
Yeah.
We like, all right, man. The other one's like, you know, he was talking to this little slick talk on the other one. Okay, mix it in there, whatever. 30 Decembers, which is a good song, and he's flowing. We could have kept that off the set list.
Mm-hmm.
But he the GOAT, though. He the GOAT. Shout out my boy LL. There is a real, we'll have this discussion at some point. There is a real argument that he's the greatest rapper of all time.
I was thinking about that.
He's got
when you realize he had, because when he did Love, I was actually thinking this during the show, because like Love You Better was like 2000s,
mm-hmm.
which means he has massive, massive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hits in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Mm-hmm. That's Hove static. Like, there aren't, like, there's two or three people who have that.
Yeah.
Only a couple of them are alive.
He's got everything. Yeah. He checks every box that you would of a great rapper. He checks, the only thing maybe you would say, like, classic album, but I mean, Mr. Smith and the other ones, I wasn't around early enough to know how classic those were, but that's just nitpicking. He checks every box. That might be the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah, he's up there, man. We'll come back. We'll dive into the weekend. Man, the Cavs are pissing me off.
Anyone want to apologize to me and Kenny?
We'll talk about this. We're going to talk about this because I keep
getting... Yeah, you settle down.
I keep getting grouped into this. And then I... No, okay. We'll talk.
To be honest, I got grouped into your take. You started it.
I didn't.
Yeah, you started it. Hey, yeah, Jesse, you want to say anything? Yeah, you started it.
Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Three times, I miss you.
Really doesn't matter what he's saying. If you just make the sound, it works.
Three times, I miss you.
Song that set off the whole year for Kendrick Lamar, man. Still, some would argue, and I think you would, it might be the best one.
I'm trying.
You see, they're getting sued over that.
Who?
Metro, Future, and Kendrick.
What are they?
Not by Drake,
for?
But Rodney O. It's like they didn't clear that sample, and they were like, "Yeah, we did. You got paid like $50,000 for it." So
$50,000 more.
If they cleared it, then yeah, they cleared it. But if they didn't clear it. Yeah, I'm going to need some money from that.
Oh, bro. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That whole beat is Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Yeah, but if they cleared it, then yeah, I'm sorry, bro. You did it for 50.
Yeah, there's...
And it doesn't matter that it... We can renegotiate. You ain't got to sue me. We could talk.
There's zero chance they didn't clear that song.
Yeah.
Like, zero. He might have a little seller's remorse in what he sold it for, given the hit that it was.
Right.
Knowing that... I mean, I'm sure he got a little... I mean... Everlasting bass has hit mix shows since that song dropped.
Right.
That's aged out a little bit. Like, that's what, mid 80s, late 80s? So, you know, they brought that joint back, but he might have a little seller's remorse.
Like, hey man, can we talk about that price again? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have a little buyer's remorse when it comes to the Cleveland Cavaliers also. Well, I don't mind them losing. I don't like the way you said that. I heard your tone.
For
the
record. What do you mean?
I heard your tone.
I said, why? What happened?
No, your tone told the story of what you were saying.
To be honest, my tone, whether I'm happy or sad, is the same.
Yeah, but I know when you mean something by it. I don't mind that they're losing to the Pacers. Because I think the Pacers are good. I don't mind at all. Mm-hmm. Yo, you're getting your ass whooped. Like, how does that happen? Yesterday. Like, how do you have that response that you have in game 3 and then come out there like that? Like, if you told me, like, the whole thing fell apart in the second half when Donovan didn't come back.
Yeah.
Got you. Like, all right, that's tough. But, man, y'all, the game was, y'all was dead by then. Yeah.
Yesterday was tough.
Yeah, that was.
Yesterday, I can't believe that happened. And this, it goes to just kind of what I believe with these series sometimes is it's the winning or losing these games. You know what I mean? Not to be too simplistic about it, but you messed up when you didn't win game 2.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You had it right there.
Yeah.
And you may be a better team than what you showed yesterday or what you've shown in the whole series. But this series is so much more different. Same type of loss. They get beat by they ended up being 20, but they were down by like 50 at one point.
Yeah.
You get beat the same way and the series is 2-2, it's completely different. Now you get beat like you did and you're down 3-1, and it's like you got no hope. Donovan's hurt. Like,
yeah,
it's,
Donovan ain't going to play. Like, I know.
He re-aggravated an injury, right?
Yeah, what Shams said this. Oh, he's iffy. I think that's what he said on the Pat McAfee show. Like, if he's iffy, he ain't going. Right. Like, it's like the Steph Curry game 6 stuff.
Yeah.
Read between the lines. Steph is not going in game 6. There's no way Donovan didn't come back in the second half. There's no way he's going in game 5.
I think Donovan will try it.
Man, that's a terrible idea. Now, I don't like it.
I think he'll try and give it a go.
Fairness, you got your ass kicked with Donovan Mitchell on the floor, so it doesn't.
That was just an all-around beatdown as is.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Do the Cavs lack a true number 2? Like, when the things aren't going well, someone other than Donovan to go out and get you maybe 30?
Yeah, Mobley ain't it yet. Like, I don't think Darius is a 2. I think Darius is very good, but I don't think he's.
I think Darius is along those lines.
Of a number 2?
Yeah. I think he is. I mean, he's not really. I can't imagine he's like healthy right now.
Oh, there's no way he is. You know there's no way none of those guys are any
right
semblance of healthy.
So I, you know, the fact that he wasn't able to do it in either game, really, to me, it's not an indictment on Darius because I know he's probably planted 60%. Damn, Stephen Aiden bullied him out there, getting out there with the sprained toe.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I think it's borderline if he is, though. I will say that. But I do think Darius could be a number 2 that can go get you 25 to 30 if Donovan isn't there or if he's hampered at all. But I don't know if he can do that right now with how he is physically. It's tough, man. It's tough. And this is what I wanted to say. Look, I didn't not believe in the Cavs, if that makes any sense. I believed in them. After those first 2 games against Miami, I wanted to see them behave like a champion. I still believed in them, but I wanted to see them behave like a champion. They did that in Miami. I think they were a true championship contender all year long. I thought they were the team that probably had the best opportunity to beat Boston in a playoff series. I believed in the Cavs. All show bit aside, I believed in them. And it sucks that they're going out this way. With injuries and just kind of a tough way to go out for those guys.
I mean, matchups are funny, right? Jesse, you said all year, like, I think the Cavs are going to be a problem for the Celtics.
Yep.
And we ain't even going to see it. Whereas if this, like, what would the story be? And obviously there's an entirely different story as it pertains to the Boston Celtics right now, but would the Cavs be in the same situation if they were playing the Celtics?
And maybe they would
down
be.
Down 3-1?
Yeah.
Quite possibly. I don't, man.
Like, how much are we buying into Cleveland's injuries right now, too, I guess? Like, how much is that affecting
them? I think a lot. Yeah, I think a lot.
Those are their best players.
But I don't know that it's, I think it's a lot.
Like, is that affecting the wins and losses of the series?
See, I don't know.
I think it affects game two. I'll give, even though Garland wasn't there, I'll give the Pacers game one. You know what I mean?
Game two was the one where the Cavs were up, right?
They were up. I know you still got to win that game, but have we seen Dean Wade since? And this is the guy you were asking to close out. Like, that matters. Mm-hmm. I think he shot the ball 4 or 5 times in the fourth quarter. We hadn't even seen the guy play in the rest of the season. I'm sure he has, but I'm saying, like, he was out there. That's part of the reason why you couldn't hold on to the lead, because you didn't have these guys out there. So game two, I think they would have won that game if they had the same group in there as game three and game four. And that's the turning point. Like I said, the series is just completely different if they're able to close out game two. It's a 2-2 series. Maybe, you know, if you're the Cavs, you're like, yo, this team is tough, but, you know, we got home court back. You know, worst case scenario, we'll get back and win this thing in seven. Now down 3-1. But down 3-1, don't know what's going to happen with Donovan. That's the other killer with this situation.
Yeah.
If Donovan was there, there's still a pathway. The pathway is like what it is for every team with a home court.
Yeah.
You're looking at game six because your belief is we ain't losing 5 and 7. We got to find a way to get on the road and get game six. If Donovan is there, that's still there for him. Him not being there is super uphill. It is super uphill. Plus, you're playing a good team. It's not like Indiana's like sorry or playing above their heads. Indiana's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just damn. The optics for this for Cleveland are brutal, because this is what people said about them. Like, they weren't going to be good enough when the lights came on. And whether that's fair or not, I mean, they're 14 games better than 14 regular season games better than Indiana, who got off to that weird kind of slow start. Pacers are a good basketball team. I think the Pacers are a really good basketball team. I just hate the way that this is going for Cleveland.
Well, you think that's still going to be the thought process behind Cleveland, even with the injuries? I don't.
Well, the thought process for who? Like, for Cleveland?
For Cleveland,
I don't think
they weren't ready for the light.
Yeah, I don't think that's the thought process in Cleveland.
No, my bad. People's perception of
Cleveland. Absolutely, that's what I think it is.
They'd be dead wrong. That's completely unfair.
It doesn't matter if it's fair or not.
They spent two games playing without Garland. One without Evan Mobley, might play without Donovan Mitchell. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay, we'll see. I think you're wrong. What Jesse said a week or so ago might wind up being what happens. They just don't care. They just won't talk about Cleveland again. It doesn't matter if Cleveland wins, lose. It's like they're waiting for Cleveland to go away. I don't think people bought the 64 wins. I don't think people bought the season that they had.
Bought it which way, though?
Thinking that they were serious contenders to the Boston Celtics in the conference.
And that's probably not. I don't think that's the craziest thought, right? Like,
when you're a 64-win one seed, like.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
I mean, you're the second best record in the league.
Yeah, but people are like, Boston in a series is going to be too. Boston in a series is too much for anybody in the league. Mm. That's the thought process, right? Well, so,
yeah, but
with
if
the
you
Cavs
look,
not thinking that, my bad, not thinking that the Cavs are good enough to beat Boston, it's still like they're better than everybody else in the East.
Yeah, but you're not. You're not better than Indiana.
I think people thought they were better than Indiana,
but they're not. Like, they're going to lose this series to Indiana.
Well, once again, we don't know that.
But okay,
because of the injuries, we don't know that.
Okay, you go. All right. Well, all right. Sorry, Cleveland.
Oh my God.
The series is over.
Well, no, I'm saying we don't know that they're not better than Cleveland fully healthy. I think they are. We'll never know.
Maybe. Yeah.
We'll never know.
I don't know.
So this is what, like, kind of what we talked about last week. Unfortunately for Indiana, and they don't care, they're going to the conference finals if they win. So what? But I don't think a healthy Cavs team is losing to a healthy Pacers team.
I don't think you like the Pacers either, and I do. I think the Pacers.
I'm not a fan of the Pacers.
I thought the Pacers.
I'm not a supporter.
I thought the Pacers would absolutely compete in this series. I certainly didn't think it would be 3-1 if you told me it was 6 or 7. Either way, I'd believe you. I certainly didn't think there was going to be a 50-point lead at any point during this series. But, you know, nonetheless,
I think the Pacers are a real good team. I just didn't think they were better than Cleveland.
I think the Pacers can beat anyone in the league. But this is what we talked about last week. Like, who would you truly be surprised by winning the championship? Outside of, you know, now we're talking about injured teams like the Warriors and the Cavs, but like we're talking the rosters we entered the second round with. Yeah, I don't know that I'd be surprised really if anybody did it. Like, who had Denver coming back this thing at 2-2?
Man, shout out to Denver, because I know I dismiss them every opportunity I get. That was a big time win on Friday night.
Man, but at the same time, that was a tough one yesterday. And I hate. I can point to the moment where I was like, I think that's where they lost it. I think it was 79-78. Russ took that corner three. And Russ was awful last night. But he took that corner three. He missed everything. And Oklahoma City came right back down, and it was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Might be it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Oklahoma City scored a couple of points in a row. It was like, all right, now they're kind of backtracking again, trying to cut into this deficit a little bit, and it wound up not happening. That was a tough – I think that was a real, real tough loss for Denver last night, because I thought they had it. Like, I absolutely thought they had it.
I gotta give a shout-out to a number of different people in that series. Number one, Denver, because I have been dismissive of them since the start of the playoffs. And like I said, that went on Friday. That was big time. That was championship blood type stuff. So salute to them. They're playing at a level I didn't think they could against a team like OKC. Also got to give a shout out to OKC, Hardenstein, Caruso, because I was very critical of them on Friday night, and I still kind of feel the way I feel. But late in that game, they found a way to get a win. Because the tweet that I made was, you know, a lot of people were going crazy about Caruso and Hardenstein when they made those deals in the offseason. And I thought they were good moves, but I also thought they were both potential liabilities in playoff games due to their lack of being able to score. Caruso wasn't out there in game three for much of the fourth quarter and overtime, and Hardenstein had three chippies that SGA gave him late in that game, just bricked them all. And guys like that, where they do a great job on the defensive end and they help you out there in the playoffs, these good teams will say, if Hardenstein hits three buckets towards the end of the game and Caruso's hitting wide open threes and we lose, we tip our hat. But I don't think you can do that. And it got them in game three. In game four, they were both out there on the floor, and SGA had a much better fourth quarter as well. And that's probably more of the reason why they were able to win. But they were out there. They were productive, and they were part of the group that had them taking the lead and then eventually winning that game in the fourth quarter. So salute to OKC, salute to Caruso, salute to Hardenstein.
Yeah, that second group of guys for Oklahoma City was huge yesterday. It was 17-8 after an entire quarter. That's crazy. 17-8 was the score at the end of the first quarter. And that was kind of the first, I know Charles Barkley talked about this later, but that was kind of the, oh man, these guys are a little roughed up. Like, not everybody is a little roughed up. And when you got guys like Carson Wallace scoring double digits for you, I don't mean that any type of way. And your best, if you're Denver, your best role player is having a brutal, brutal night. That's tough. You just don't have the, and that's why, you know, the playoffs are different. And you have to have guys that you can play. You have to have the break glass in case of emergency guys. And the Lakers didn't have it. We saw what happened to them. The Denver Nuggets, they certainly didn't have it yesterday. And in order for them to win this series, they're going to have to find ways to they're going to just have to find ways to
get a second win. They're going to have to find a way to get fresh legs. They're going to have to find a way to push through when they're at their most fatigued, or they're going to need Michael Porter Jr. to do something he hasn't been able to do this postseason. And again, this falls into the Steph, Donovan, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley. It falls into that conversation because clearly Michael Porter is not okay.
No, and you also need the stars to be stars. Cole talks about it in the chat. Said SGA had zero field goal attempts in overtime on Friday. He wasn't very good in the fourth quarter in overtime in that game. He bounced back. I think he had 8 points in the fourth quarter on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, the others are going to do what they can. But you need your SGAs. You need your Jokic's. Jokic late in that game, I think they were down four or something like that, and he missed two free throws at the line, and they never really recovered. Like, your top guys also have to be top guys because they're going to be deciding this game with their shots or their decision-making. They're going to have the ball in their hands. And on Friday, SGA wasn't able to bring it home. On Sunday, got to say Jokic wasn't able to bring it home either. And Jamal Murray, he missed some shots as well. So you need the big guys to bring you home in those situations.
So that was the weekend. I thought we went into LA. I thought the Warriors had won a game. we was watching that game at the little spot we was talking about a minute ago. Like, and I'm like, I can't believe they're gonna win this game. Yeah, Draymond running around, yelling and doing it. It's like, oh my God. I can't be, and all I could think is Minnesota's sorry.
Oh, I cursed Minnesota out these dudes so many times. Suck. On Saturday evening.
I went in.
I was so pissed off.
Never looked and didn't know until after the show. And I think I asked you. I was like, did the Warriors won, didn't they? He was like, no. Minnesota pulled away at the end. I was like, okay.
I cursed Minnesota out so much on Saturday evening for three quarters. Oh, I was so disgusted. I said, how is this happening? How are you guys letting these guys hit three? Well, first of all, they didn't hit no threes in the first half. And then in the third quarter, they hitting threes. Buddy Hield mixing up DiVincenzo, hitting three. I said, what the hell's going on?
Buddy Hield mixing anybody up is crazy.
I said, what the hell is this? I was so frustrated. And then my man Ant handled business in that fourth quarter, second half to be specific. I think he had 26 in the second half. Well, it was the number. And Julius Randle. Triple double for Julius Randle. Yeah. Minnesota handled business. They should go up 3-1 tonight.
12, man.
They should go up 3-1 tonight. Handle business. Now, I will
say,
it's
a hell of a job by the Warriors. I can't believe. 30 points from the Jonathan Kuminga offseason is going to be one for the books. And then this is the move that somehow the Warriors become a title contender again. Look, let's Kings fans. I'm not talking to Drew Down and Uncle Loon and the rest of it. Not talking to any. Talking exclusively to Kings fans here. Get the idea of the Warriors going away out of your head. It is not happening.
Well,
it is not happening.
As long as it's just 30. No. That's all it is.
Well, he ain't going nowhere.
Stephen, older.
It doesn't matter. Steph is not going anywhere.
Well, no, he's not going anywhere right now. But when he goes, that's when all of this goes away.
That could be 3 years from now.
Yeah. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for when he goes. Because when he goes, that's
they're going to get something back for Jonathan Kuminga that's going to make us break that monitor right outside this door. Poor Sanja is going to come in. That monitor is going to be in 50 pieces.
I'm just waiting.
Man scored
my time.
30 on 18 shots, 3 of 4 off the bench. Man couldn't get playing time a week ago. Came in, hit his first 8 shots the other day.
Yeah. Now, one of the things is that fourth quarter, though, Jimmy, Kuminga, they were looking for those shots. Yeah. They said they want to trade him to the Western Conference. Even with Giannis.
Well, no one, the people listening. Oh.
Dr. Davis says Giannis ain't coming.
Been saying that for a while.
They don't have enough. They don't have enough to outbid.
They don't have what Houston has. Yeah. They don't have what Oklahoma City has.
If those teams want
They don't have what New York has.
Yeah. They've got some. They, you know, with Kuminga and maybe, you know, a Pods or a pick or something like that. They got something, but they don't have enough to combat. Plus, that money would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That money. And Joe Lacob, he'll go into the tax for Giannis, I'm
sure. For that,
sure.
Yeah.
But that money would be crazy. And Steph is coming up on a deal too, right?
Because you know who's not going to Milwaukee. There ain't no way. You will not part that man from Steph Curry for a single second. Hey, Draymond, we've traded you to Milwaukee.
By
Great.
The way.
I retire.
By the way, he shouldn't have to retire. He should be thrown out of the NBA today. Did you guys see this? You see the gambling scandal?
Oh, at Point Shea, I saw that.
Throw him out!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Why do you know the
He's
spread,
fixing
Draymond?
Games!
Well, Draymond was one of four for 2 points in his 29 minutes.
Well, no, did you see the clip?
No.
There's a clip of late in the game, Draymond coming out of a timeout. He's talking to the Warriors or whatever. He said, hey, they're down eight. Hey, it's 5.5. It's 5.5. I know the spread. Warriors come out, hit a three. They lose by 5. Throw him out. Throw his ass out. Whoa, Stone Cold, get him the hell out of here. He's fixing games left and right. Get him out. Get him out.
Man, the havoc that you wreak on that microphone with the different fluctuations.
Sorry, Jonathan.
I'm trying to find that clip. I can't find it.
I tweeted it out. If you unblock me. I tweeted out the clip, and I
do I have to unblock you?
I used the LeBron gif. I said, NBA, go get this man. NBA, go investigate this man. Him right there. Him.
Other than LeBron getting his purse and leaving, that's my favorite LeBron moment. So LeBron gets up, fixes his jacket and his shorts, grabs his purse, leaves, says, do better tomorrow.
That's number one.
The him grabbing the official and pointing, that's number two. And then him staring with his eyes wide open after.
The new one is when he was peeking. That's a new one.
Yeah. What was the story? I don't remember. Someone told this story on a podcast that I just do not believe. But they said Michael Jordan was out drinking and then just came into the, just walked into the game, scored 36 or whatever, and said he was seeing three rims, so he just shot at the middle one. All right, man. Like, all right.
I believe you, Michael.
I feel like Michael Jordan stories are becoming like Andre the Giant stories. Oh, I saw Andre the Giant drink 4 million beers in one day. Like, they just keep getting bigger and bigger the further from retirement we get. And now Michael Jordan's doing something.
Well, shout out Mike. The GOAT is back. I believe
GOAT
Mike.
The GOAT is back.
I believe Mike, too. Believe Mike. The man's crazy.
But what'd Mike say?
No, I'm just saying the stories.
Oh.
If he was out drinking in Atlantic City and have 40, then he was out drinking in Atlantic City and have 40. That man crazy.
No, I just
love the line.
Did you
see the way he looked at Scotty Burrell? Just crazy.
I just love the line that he saw three rims. That's the line that I love. We'll come back. Much more basketball to talk about. Ooh, to Giannis. The Giannis noise is about to get the loudest it has ever been. Mm. How can the Kings get involved? I'm just kidding. There's no way. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320. NBA draft lottery is tonight. We'll talk about that as the show progresses. What's it mean? Oh, probably nothing. Or it could mean everything. We'll all find out together.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, but if Cooper and them boys, I need as many East Coast teams in the top four as possible. We can't just keep having these people in the Western Conference. It's getting ridiculous. I think the top four odds is three of them are Western Conference teams?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That's in our notes somewhere. What is it? Utah Jazz. No team is with the worst record has won the lottery since this new system was put in place.
Yeah, we need to get these people out of the Western Conference. Like every year, like Wimby. And the two top two teams were Eastern Conference teams. It was Sar and Ricochet. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Cooper Flagg comes up. Oh, Utah, number one pick, or San Antonio got it via Atlanta. All right, man. We need to get these people out of the Western Conference. Damn. What was the situation with were the Spurs the favorite the year Wimby was? Well, obviously not. You just said they didn't have the worst record. Who had the worst record?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember who had the worst record, but yeah, no team with the worst record has gotten the first
probably
pick
Detroit.
The system has been in place.
Well, at least they got Cade. Got him out of there.
I can't believe I have to ask this. Hypothetically, the Kings win the lottery. And I don't mean top four win the lottery. I mean number one. Mm-hmm. Where does that rank in terms of the biggest moments in Kings history?
It's probably not one. Off the top of my head, it's top five.
That's what I mean.
Why Bibby, is it not number one?
Well, Bibby's shot's going to be number one. Or it's near number one.
Is Cooper Flagg generational?
I think so. He looks to be like we don't.
No,
know.
I agree.
We don't know, but they've
never passed on a generational talent before, though.
Why'd you do that?
Even then, you had the number two pick.
Still, you mess. You can mess up at number one. You can mess up at number two.
Right.
I'm trying to like.
Would it top anything in the 2022-2023 season?
That's what I was just about to ask. Does this top anything the Beam team did if they win the lottery?
Looking at Fox playoff debut.
Yeah, that, I mean.
I'm going to go yes. I'm going to go yes, it does. Hmm. It was a moment. It was great. But we're also living the scarceness of the moment.
I'm trying to think, man. I'm trying to think. So this would be bigger than anything Beam Team won. The first, they didn't even win that game, but the first home playoff game in 96. Anything outside of Bibby that the greatest show on court ever did?
It's tough
because those are...
For the guy you'd be landing, I feel like it'd be taking you into a new era, so it'd have to be pretty high, I think.
There's like moments, whether they're, you know, good or bad. Like you mentioned, the 96, the playoff appearance, it's always going to be a moment. Doug punching Rick Fox is always going to be something Kings fans remember forever. Chris Webber's injury is going to be something Kings fans remember forever. If the Kings land tonight, if they defy all of the odds, given the fact that it's top four or nothing, and land at one, I don't think Kings fans will ever forget tonight. I think this will be a moment they'll remember forever.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
This is where I was when the Kings won the lottery to draft Cooper Flagg.
That's 100% fair, which is also interesting because we don't even know what he would have done for the Kings or what he will do for the Kings, right? If he's the number one pick and he ends up being, well, not if he's the number one pick, but if you're the Kings, you get the number one pick, you get Cooper Flagg, and he has the career of Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good career,
mm-hmm.
right? But it didn't necessarily bring you anything.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But we don't even know that. We just, he the number one pick, you get the number one pick, and it would be a top moment. I understand it. I definitely understand it. I think a little differently than most but it didn't result in anything, so to speak, but game 399 against Utah. Overtime when Vlade hits a turnaround, blows a kiss to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. crazy.
No doubt.
Sacramento was on fire. It was crazy. Yep. But it didn't lead to anything. He lost the series, you know, but that's one of those moments.
Well, to your point, Cooper Flagg could lead to nothing.
True. True.
But we'll remember this moment.
Yeah. Probably, yeah, it's probably a top five moment for sure.
Maybe three. But I'm sure everyone remembers the Kings moving to two. Remember the Kings moving to four. Those are all drafts that they won in and moved up.
Wonder what position Nani's gonna take over today. If the Kings get if word gets out that they moved into the top four. Because I still believe. It's not a coincidence that news came out draft lottery day.
Oh, it did. The day the Sacramento Kings won the lottery and got to four to draft Keegan Murray, Anjali was named
like an
the
hour
general
before.
Manager. Yeah.
Hour, 2 hours Kings. Before.
And that went over great.
Went over great. And then people
no
forgot,
one forgot
about it.
Yep. Everyone forgot. Yep.
Because they moved up. If we get word that Doug Christie's son is on his staff, then we know them boys in the top
four. Yeah, Cooper Flagg is on his way. Now we're all just going to be hoping for some absurd Kings report today.
Jackie joins the staff. Well, no, them boys are going to the top four. Nothing else matters.
Jackie would beat someone's ass in a nightclub for Doug. I'm
That's
positive.
Facts.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, I think we saw Jackie whoop someone's ass in the hallway of the Staples
That's
Center.
Facts. Yeah, Rick Fox.
She had the loaded learned. Purse in her hand like Sensational Sherry.
Rick Fox learned the hard way. With this draft, though, I need Washington or Charlotte to get the number one pick. That's what I'm looking at right now. I think this is the odds. Or like the worst records maybe. But it's Utah, Washington, like from worst records to fourth worst. Utah, Washington, Charlotte, New Orleans. Utah and New Orleans cannot get the first pick.
Oh, my God, no. They absolutely cannot.
Please, Washington, Charlotte. Let me ask you this. Where would you want to see him go if you could pick between those four teams? Like, just, I think this would be dope. I kind of feel like Washington.
Give that to me one more time.
Utah, Washington, Charlotte, and New Orleans.
Utah, Washington.
Charlotte. I'll take Washington. Hey, they're working with something.
Yeah, but you get LaMelo a guy in Charlotte.
That's true, too.
I'm trying to get LaMelo out of Charlotte.
Well.
But for the league as a whole, wouldn't it be better if you had a place like Charlotte relevant?
Charlotte's never going to be relevant, man. Like,
that's not good, though. Like, you want. That's like,
I mean, whether they're the Bobcats or whoever, like, Charlotte has just always been Charlotte. Like, it's never mattered.
So
the league's never needed Charlotte.
But that's not good. Like, I might even fix the draft to get Cooper in Charlotte.
I don't even think, like Charlotte's just not a good franchise. They just, like, I don't want to see Cooper there. Like, they're just going to fumble it the way I see it.
Well, and you're not a Kings fan, so you wouldn't say, but people would say the same thing about the Kings. People would talk about the Kings the way that we talk about Charlotte. But when the Kings were win, being team one of the stories was like, this is great for the NBA to see this environment in a place like Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Charlotte may be the same thing. I think Washington could be the same thing. I think Washington being a good NBA team or having a good NBA team and being a good NBA city would be good for the NBA.
There's something about Washington I don't trust. That is a very literal government town. I don't know.
If you're San Antonio and they land the first pick, do you keep Flagg or do you trade that for Giannis?
San Antonio is actually the... Sorry, I'll answer your question, but that's the one city...
I know it's the one you don't want to see, but...
Well, just in general, it sucks that Wemby went there. San Antonio...
Wait, it's better than Charlotte.
San Antonio is boring as hell.
It's better than Charlotte.
And we've already seen them be great. We don't need to see them be great again. San Antonio and Utah. San Antonio, Utah.
I'd rather Wemby land in San Antonio than Charlotte.
Yeah, but you guys are talking about the franchises. I'm talking about, like, just the city, the atmosphere, the environment.
There is nothing wrong with San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Stop it.
San Antonio looks
You've never been there.
They got that creep.
You very literally have never been there.
San Antonio looked boring. The fan base looked boring. Like, if you watch a Spurs game, look boring. The colors are boring. We've already seen them be great. It wasn't exciting. That is awful. That's awful. We've seen them be great. We've seen them be dominant. And people talk about how boring that era was. And now we're going to do it again? No, that was terrible. Utah's another play.
Yeah, I'm out on Utah for everything.
I think OKC is boring. Not the team, but the franchise being good. There's nothing exciting about OKC. You look in the crowd, none. No celebrities ever there.
Who cares?
How's that different from these other teams? These other teams are boring, though. All these teams are boring.
Big market Caraway over here.
Boring.
That's how we know you ain't Sacramento. You worried about all these?
I'm sorry. Who was that game two of the Kings Warriors? Who was that game seven?
You need to get
Jeff. People were showing up. It was in the building.
Who cares if there's celebrities there? What's that got to do with anything?
They come through.
Who cares if there's celebrities there?
Vibes was up.
So vibes aren't up in Oklahoma City when they're in the playoffs?
Maybe. Who knows?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.